Like, every once in a while, there's a line in a movie that's just so exquisitely beautiful. Even if this movie was otherwise terrible, and it's not, I genuinely think it's very good. When the Hausfrau Marm schoolmaid who runs the girls' camp.
Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah, when when she sees Runk, Mason, and Chris smooching with three girls from the camp, there's a close-up of her, and she goes, "This is the Arts and Crafts Center. What are you doing?
Get out of here, Alice."
It's same as, like, right here in front of my salad.
Yeah.
I just feel a little cheapened out, but that just might be, maybe I just have to go watch Friday the 13th.
Yeah, it does help that you watched it before I did, and at the breakfast table I was hearing the tail end of it, and I literally just like was like, wait, is this movie Lord of the Flies?
Yes. Yep. You would be correct, yes.
Yeah. But yeah, going back to the book for a second, it certainly does seem to exude the thought of, I'm going to make Lord of the Flies, but set it in the, you know, the racial tensions of 1961. To mixed results.
Wait, such as?
I mean, the main one is there was a character of Don Egris, which is not Don the little kid. That kid's name in the book is Winston. But Don Egris is basically the one black kid at camp, and he was the one who was playing the Mr. Warren and the counselor Swaparoo Day. And there's a really, just in reading the Wikipedia plotline, Mason still rapes a girl, and then Don and Mason have to fight each other, and Don gets the gun and shoots Mason in self-defense, and the girls have been calling for Mason's blood the whole movie because he raped a girl, and then because he was dead they are even angrier and they wind up lynching Don. And like, so they took that out.
That was smart.
They took that out of the movie.
It's
not fun.
Prescient in 1961, unfortunate in 1987.
Yes. I mean, look at this cover.
Oh dear God.
It's not great. It's not great.
What is it?
Someone being
Can you drop it in the chat?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh, that is something.
That makes it feel like that's all the book's about.
Yeah. I do also love in the Wikipedia article, it says, the film called Summer Camp Nightmare from 1987 was inspired by the novel, but is not considered a full and faithful adaptation.
But it says, but the credit says based on?
Oh,
sure does.
Credits. Oh, yeah.
They definitely licensed it.
Wow.
Who's not considering it? Is this?
I hope it's the author.
Yeah, I don't accept it. Sorry.
There's a Letterboxd review that just calls it Meatballs as written by William Golding. And I think that's pretty apt.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Where do we think this movie takes place?
Oh, I assume
space.
Maine. Like, the amount of summer camps that were in Maine, I feel like statistically it usually is there, but
I mean, probably that's where I went to camp.
Yeah, it's only to say that we have Runk, who is the most Staten Island guy.
Yeah. Runk.
Yeah, he's head to toe Staten Island.
He's very excited for his parents to buy him a Firebird.
Josh, you went to camp. Did Jamie, Greg, did y'all go to, like, sleep away?
Hell no,
camp?
I was poor.
I did, but it was
me neither, Jamie.
14 hours away. It was in North Carolina, so my parents took me to it.
How long was camp?
3.5 weeks.
Okay, yeah. So I went to 2 month summer camp. Yeah.
Jeez,
for 6 years.
Wow. Like, you were a summer camp child.
Oh, I had a lot of experience, yeah. So, yeah, I star in this movie. I fully admit that. I own it. There was a nerd with glasses who goes to summer camp with a briefcase. Yeah, that's me.
I never did any sort of sleepaway camp. The only time my family ever even entertained it, weirdly apropos for this movie, was through our church. There was a tech weekend, Teens Encounter Christ weekend, right?
And Encounter is real weird
Some might say, Casey, did Jesus lift you up and did you pee your pants because you were scared?
He said, you're going to heaven, and you're like, ah!
No, literally because, like, I had friends who did it. I would ask, like, what do y'all do there? And they're like, well, that's actually the rules, is we can't tell you. I'm like, it's like 2002 and we're a suburb of Boston. You're either telling me or I'm not going. Like, I'm not going nowhere with the Catholic Church where the rules are don't talk about it. Yeah, that's not an encounter I'm looking to have with Christ, I don't think. Yeah, you're right, Greg. Encounter is the wrongest verb. Teens encounter. It makes it sound like Christ is just out in the woods like Bigfoot. Like, we're having a Christ encounter. They lead Christ in on a leash with some snacks. They say, "Put, make sure your palm's flat, or, you know, Christ is liable to bite.
Yeah, really eat it. Fat. He will eat it.
And also with you."
It's like how police use the term encounter. It's just like, uh-oh, there's been a Christ encounter.
Yeah. So I don't know how accurate this movie is. Is this okay?
Well, very. My summer camp experience is definitely different from this film, because mine was run by a nice Jewish couple, and they had Sabbath dinner that you could or could not attend, your choice. Not a whiff of Jesus to be found.
No. Oh, I meant, what about coups?
Yeah.
Did you ever have to do that?
Oh, those? Oh. Casey, what do you think my medals are for?
Fascism looks less good in a Jewish camp,
Casey. Listen, the word camp looks less good in a Jewish camp, and I am fully aware of that.
Yeah. Meditation center. Well, I know what you're secretly trying to say.
So you want to go to the showers?
Baths only. Baths only.
I went to vet camp. It was a day camp in Prince Edward Island for 1 week. That's all I got.
Is that where you and other veterans go? Talk about your encounters with Christ.
Thank you for your service.
Thank
and
you.
Also with you.
I do it for you.
And then what's great is, you know, Duck's on the roof and he's able to get switch the Jerry Falwell or whatever is being showed to porn. And the other campers, like, just become cartoon wolves, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's just an extended sequence of them, like, their eyes turning into casino.
Yeah. I love the porn channel.
I think it was just like an MTV video.
I think it was an incredibly sexy one.
Yeah, people just in underwear. We get the TV POV shot of the of the kids watching it, like looking at it, and yeah, there's like the like factory whistle basically going off in all of their, like, you know,
right? And they sort of deserve the punishment for having no chill.
No,
right? Again, I didn't go to a summer camp, but if like one of the kids had gotten a secret porn channel on the TV, I wouldn't be surprised if the counselor came in when we were all screaming at the top of our lungs and like slamming our boners on the table, right? It's like, yeah.
I can neither confirm nor deny
that something similar
happened.
What?
I can neither confirm nor deny. I plead the fifth. Other phrases related to lawyering.
Were you the one who did the removal of the cable
Broke
box?
The cable?
Oh, yeah. Did you get like Skinamax
come
in or something?
We had no TV. Our camp was like, we didn't have windows. They were just mesh. Our doors were mesh.
Yeah.
We didn't have air
conditioning. That was my camp too.
Yeah, but we also like there was no TV. We didn't have any TV.
Yeah, we didn't have TV
anywhere in the camp.
But how did you get the porn?
I think you guys were sent into military service. What you're describing is a bunker.
Well, Jamie, there are these things called magazines. And you didn't want to get one where the pages stuck together.
Gross.
Yep.
Wait, you lived in a time of you got physical porn?
Yeah, there was definitely at least one porno mag that was passed down through the generations.
Oh, the generations?
Yep, hidden in the woods.
Generations. Oh, see, this is...
Oh, no.
My first pornography experience was 2 Girls, 1 Cup, and that's what you did was disgusting.
Did the Playboy mag that you got have, ads for war bonds in it?
No, it had ads for,
Hey, sailor!
No, it had like
when he said porn, it was like women exposing their upper thigh.
It was, oh man, those ankles. Oh boy.
Yeah. It was Betty Davis's shoulder blade. It was you and you in 2002 or whatever were going mad for it. That's sick.
Not even Betty Page, but Betty Davis.
She's got Betty Davis eyes.
It is funny watching this movie after having seen, a number of summer camp movies, but specifically Wet Hot American Summer, which feels like it used some really funny tropes from this movie out of all of the movies that it could have.
Also, it reminded me of Wet Hot American Summer because you cannot convince me that John Mason was not a young Ken Marino.
I know!
Oh my god, that's who he reminded me of! It was driving me crazy.
I kept looking at the credits it can't be, but how's it not? How can it not?
Do you know what Franklin was in after this?
Not much. No,
that's why I wanted to know if I knew him by anything. But no, he acting wise, he did a handful of things. He's written 2 screenplays.
Cause he was good.
No, he's good. I'm surprised. And he looked a little bit like budget Christian Slater, but.
Yeah, but it works.
But a budget Christian Slater is still Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah.
I'm shocked he wasn't on a Blue Bloods for 5 years or something.
Yeah, no.
He looks like he was immediately after this movie cryogenically frozen and then thawed out, and something about this being the last thing before he went into cryo sleep, turned his brain authoritarian and he became Steven Crowder. Just looks just like him to me. It's so weird. So it helped the movie for me. It's
makes it that much more real.
Yeah, the boys. Greg, I'm so glad you had to Google who Steven Crowder was.
I sure did.
That's a beautiful. I'm so proud of you. Glad for you. It's like when my grandfather and I, we went to see Dick Cheney Vice movie, the Adam McKay Vice. When we were leaving, my grandfather was like, so crazy how much he got away with and how much he fucked this country up. And then he took a beat and he goes, you know, gun to my head, I don't even think I could tell you who's president right now. This was this was 2018. I was like, what the fuck did you just say? It's like, yeah, I really don't think I could tell you who's president right now. It's like, are you fucking, he had to start going through the alphabet. He was like, A, no, B, it's not another Bush, C, no. I was like, dude.
Where have you been?
I can't not know Donald Trump is president right now. If I sustained a terrible head injury.
Yeah, I wish I could.
Right, I envied it.
There are
crazy.
So many moments during those years where I just wished I could have not known that. For at least a couple seconds.
Right, that I could forget it ever. But yeah, it's similar envy to you, Greg, that you just had to Google image Steven Crowder to... I wish I didn't know. I wish he wasn't a reference point while I was watching a good movie from the 80s. But my brain's broke.
There's one thing that really, really bothered me in this movie. One logic hole that I could not climb the rope bridge across. Why on earth would you put a sign above the Kool-Aid that says cool and not cover the cool in Kool-Aid? Why would you do cool Kool-Aid? That makes no goddamn sense.
Cool, because there's Kool-Aid and then there's cool Kool-Aid because now it's got alcohol in it.
Kool-Aid. It doesn't make any goddamn sense to put a sign over the Kool-Aid sign that says cool spelled the proper way. You just replace the K in cool with a C.
Listen. These are children.
I would have put it over the aid.
Cool.
How far away from Jonestown is this movie?
Like physically or time wise?
Oh, boy. Yeah, yeah.
1978. All right. So they're good. It's like 10 years.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Just curious.
But as we all know, it wasn't Kool-Aid at Jonestown. It was Flavor-Aid. It was a common misconception.
As we all
know. We all know.
We all know. We talk about it weekly.
That's, God, as said, the most aggressive Kool-Aid ads in the late 70s.
It
was Flavor-Aid.
It was Flavor-Aid, okay?
It was
Flavor-Aid that killed all those people, not me.
For better or worse, it was Jonestown that kept the Flavor Aid ship running for those extra years. They were like, we made a sale.
We sold a lot. Wow. Finally, a big order.
Wow, great. So, this is
finally
great.
Working out for Flavor Aid.
It's only looking up.
They're watching and they go, oh no, those were our biggest clients.
No, but how disappointed were they when everyone's saying Kool-Aid? We're like, we don't even get...
Yeah, what? The day after, they're like, wait a minute, we might be able to spin this. You know, we're going to be in the news a lot.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, people all over the world for the rest of time are going to be saying people drank like
the Flavor-Aid.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch!
I'm never going to financially recover from this.
God, no company in history has been more maligned than Flavor Aid.
I don't know, Ocean Gate's not doing too hot right now.
The first mistake was put a gate in your name.
Yep.
Yeah, Ocean Gate.
Don't invite Gates to your company.
No, the headline writes itself.
Oh man!
What happened to this movie?
No, I'm just looking at the Flavor Aid packaging.
What does it look like? I've never.
Oh, it's chaos! It's no wonder people killed themselves with it.
What the literal hell?
Wow! It provides vitamin C, though.
Wait, what is the fuck is that mascot? Is that
a straw?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at that. I'm stepping over the rainbow bridge. I'm stepping into it.
Oh my God!
Whatever.
We found Jamie's new wardrobe.
I need to own this shirt that says it's got glasses on it. And goes, actually, it was Flavor Aid. In public.
Can we make the hard transition to being Flavor Aid truther?
Now, is that because we think that in Guyana they only had Flavor Aid, or is it because the like 39 like peso difference between them, they were just like, listen, we're gonna die soon, but like, why overspend?
Right, it's the same product.
We only taste it once.
We gotta make some. we gotta make some budget cuts somewhere, you know.
It's all about the budget cuts again. It's all about the budget cuts.
That's what leads to
it. Just stirring a big bowl of Flavor Aid and dumping like rat poison or whatever. It just being like, you know, you're just paying for the brand name.
Video High. Simple Equations Podcast Network.